Shishi. The pasuk continues, Hine onoichi sholeach malach lifonecho. Behold, I will send my malach before you. Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael that you will sin, you will deem the eagle, and I will not go with you anymore, but rather I will send my malach before you, lishmorucha badorach, to watch you on the way, v'lahaviyacho el amokim ashrach inoisi, and I will bring you to the place that I have prepared for you already. The simple meaning is, the place I have prepared for you is Eretz Yisrael, which is already set aside for you to live in. Rashi brings down a second pshat that it is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. How was the Beis HaMikdash already prepared for Klal Yisrael? Because the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo is opposite the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato. And since in Shomayim there is already a Beis HaMikdash waiting for Klal Yisrael, so therefore the place underneath it, which is opposite it, is also already prepared. And that's what the pasuk means, I will bring you to the Makom of the Mikdash, Asher Achinoisi, that is already prepared under the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo. Hishomer Yiponov, watch out before this malach, before him. Ushma b'koyle, and listen to his voice. Al tamerboy, do not rebel against this malach. Ki lo yisol lefish achem, because the malach will not forgive your averis. Rashi explains two reasons why this malach will not forgive you. Firstly, he is from the kat, from the group that does not sin. Malachim do not have a yetzahara, so they don't understand what it means to sin, so they can't forgive you. Secondly, a shliach can only do his shlichus. A messenger can only do what the mission he is sent on for. Therefore, since his mission is to punish anybody that does not listen to them, he will not forgive if you do an avera. Ki shemi bekirvai. These words are referring back to the beginning of the pasuk. Hishomer mipanov. Be careful and watch yourself before this malach. Why? Ki shemi bekirvai. Since my name is in the midst and included in his name. His name is Metatroin. The name of the Malach is Metatroin. Metatroin is Begematria Shakai. So therefore, you should listen to him. Don't rebel against him, because in his name is my name also. Ki im shomayat tishma b'koyle. Because if you will listen to this, to his voice, to the Malach's voice, the osisa koil asher adaber, and you will do everything that I will speak, the oyafti es oyevecho, I will be an enemy to your enemies, v'tzarti es sarirecho, and I will oppress the ones who oppress you. Ki yelech malochi lefonecho, when my malach will go before you, v'aviyacho, and he will bring you, el ha'emori v'achiti v'aprizi v'aknani hachivi v'ayavusi, he will bring you to the land of Eretz Yisrael where all these nations are living, v'echadativ, and he will destroy them. So the pasuk says, lo yishtacha ve'lelo yehem, when you come to this land, do not bow down to their gods, and do not worship them in other ways. Do not do like their deeds. Do not act like the goyim. But rather, hurries to harasim. You should destroy their gods. Vishaber to shaber matzevoisehem. And break, you shall break their standing stones, these stones that they bow down to. Vavatem. And what you should do is worship Hashem your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will remove sicknesses from amongst you. The Mefarshim are medayik, why concerning va'avadtem es Hashem aleikechem, worshiping Hashem, it says it b'loshen rabim, you will worship many. But when it says Uverech Eslach Mecha Ves Meimecha, it switches over to a Lashon Yachid. It does not say he will bless Lach Mechem Ves Meimechem, but rather Lashon Yachid, Lach Mecha, your bread, Ves Meimecha, and your water. Balaturim answers that concerning Va'avadatem, which is Tefillah, worshipping Hashem, the greatest thing is to worship with a tzibur, because a tefillas rabim is eino nemeses. A tefillas rabim is never considered disgusting in front of Hashem. It is always accepted. So therefore the pasuk speaks b'lashon rabim, v'avadatem, a tzibur together will worship Hashem. But concerning Hashem blessing your bread and your water, he will give each person individually what he will need, lefi inyonai, according to his needs. That's why it says b'lashon yachid, uverech eslach mecha ves meimecha, he will bless your bread according to what you need, and your water according to your needs. It is also interesting that the pasuk switches from a lashon uverach eslach mecha, where he will bless your bread, vasi roisi machla, and I will remove machla. Why does the pasuk start off in the third person, saying he will bless your bread and your water, and concerning the machla, it says I will remove the machla from amongst you? One has to understand the difference in the lashon hapasuk.